So wanted to ask you, you just released a short film with India Today on Manto, and mm-hmm. when can we see the whole thing,
the actual feature yeah. film? Well, hopefully mid next year. When India Today asked me to do a short film, and I was already sort of in my pre-production for the main film. So I thought, why don't I do a little, you know, like a little teaser almost yeah. for the feature film. But that scene actually is not even in the film. But it's the same words, it's Manto's thoughts that are so relevant today. And the idea of doing the film is to respond to what we are grappling with today. Right. And that's why, in a way, it's part of the same thread. Right. And you'll see the main feature film hopefully mid-next right. year.
So what kind of reaction did you get after the trailer was released? I'm sure it must be great. It gave me goosebumps. So what was the reaction like of people?
Well, I mean, there are lots of people who don't know Manto at all. And there are few who know a lot. So that I will always find that big range of people. Those who didn't know, they were really intrigued. They were like, wow, he was so modern. We didn't realize. It didn't feel like he was a man of 40s speaking. And they asked me how much of it was Manto's lines. I'm like, all of it. Yeah. You know, pretty much 98% probably was Manto's. So I think the relevance of Manto, when we see it, we'll realize that how progressive yeah. and ahead of his times he was. I'm making a film not by just putting him on a pedestal and saying, wow, look, I'm in love with him and so should you. That's not the thing. I feel Manto is relevant and how we can bring out our Mantoyat. You know, we all have a Mantoyat, a Mantoness in us, which is dormant. And Mantoyat is what? It is the will to speak the truth. It's the will to be honest. Yeah. It's, you know, it's to be who you are. And that is being challenged every day by just, whether it's social norms, whether it's political climate, you know, whether it's education system. Everyone's telling us how to be part of the herd, right. you know, and it takes a lot of courage to even be yourself.
You know, but in this day and age, currently in India, the kind of political scenario that we're living in, that a film is facing such flack, even before releasing this, they just released a trailer, Padmavati I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Are you at all, you know, in two minds whether to release it and what kind of, you know,
not
reaction?
No. See, you can't do any creative work if you're going to self-censor yourself. If you're going to start with the premise that there will be a problem, or start with a fear,
especially,
you know.
With a film like Manto, that's
yeah, but sense. even Padmavati, from those who have seen it, I haven't seen it, but those who have seen it say that in fact there is nothing against Rajput. So people are protesting, I feel like, without even seeing it. So let's give art the chance to be at least seen. And if you don't like it, don't watch it. Yeah. Go around telling everyone that they shouldn't watch it. There are lots of things that I don't like. I don't go and break my TV because I see something horrible on television. You know, there are spaces, and now with social media, it's democratized the whole space. Right. You know, you as an individual, you don't have to be somebody to be heard. Of course, a somebody is heard more, yeah. but you still have a voice. You still have an area of influence. Use that. There should be dissent, you yeah. know, but even if I don't like a film, whether it's Padmavati or XYZ, how can I not want to, you know, let people watch it?
Yeah.
So I'm fiercely for freedom of expression,
yeah.
and I think Manto is also a very personal story. It's not a political film in that sense. At the same time, everything is politics, everything is political, because you're putting forth a point of view. After all, what is political? You know, when you not to say anything is also your politics. You choose to keep quiet. That's also something to reckon with.
That's right. And you've been very vocal about issues that have. Last question. You've been very vocal about you know, issues like Rohingya. You've written a letter, open letter. And so, why do you think more women should speak up, in especially women in position?
Human beings, definitely, whether it's men or women, should speak up. Because, you know, someday they're going to come for you and me. We can't keep thinking it's happening to others. Every problem in the world, and as Martin Luther King says, you know, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere.
Yeah.
If you believe, if you're against discrimination, if you believe in a more humane, compassionate society, it's not going to happen on its own.
And for women,
I think women have kept quiet for too long. It's a deep conditioning that we are also part of, and I think more and more women are speaking. So, you know, just speaking up is the only choice we have. So go ahead and speak up.
Bye. Thank you so much.